It was a steady stream all Sunday afternoon as volunteers filed into the building, got flyers with information about Trayvon, and suggestions about what highly trafficked areas they might like to go to, all in an effort to spread the word about the missing Rochester boy. Lisa Fetkenauer is a former president of the local group Autism Up, and she was not surprised that a lot of people from that organization immediately responded to the call to help get the word out.
It hits home very hard, and you can see, if you look around the room here, as you see people who have name tags of Autism Up everywhere, I mean, everybody is, it's a family. So it hurts a lot right now.
Edward Caldwell is president of a grassroots group in the city called the ACES Community Organization. Several members of that group also came to help search for Trayvon. And Caldwell says he was very happy to see the community step up in this search effort.
Pretty much everything that happens in the community, that's what we need. We need basically to take our community back. We need to do more for our community than what we're doing. Stop thinking about ourselves and start thinking about others.
The volunteer search effort included work by several organizations, including the Al Siegel Community of Agencies, Autism Up, and the Mary Cariola Children's Center. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.